The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Yuma Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara on today's Daf Darshins, Tanu Rabbanan, Lechem Abirim Ochal Ish. So Rabbi Shmuel darshins lechem hanivlo b'mesayim va'arboim u'shmoyne evarim, that the man was totally absorbed in the person's body. There was no residue from the digestion, and therefore there was no need to use the bathroom after 1 8 man. So the Gemara says elamani mekayim v'yosei tielecha al azeinecha v'yatzasa shamachutz, that one has a chiyuv to cover their tzaya, is mashma that there was a need for using the bathroom in the midbar. So the Gemara says, Dvarim shetigrei umay sa'ilam meichan aysalahem. It's referring to things which they bought from the Goyish merchant who would come by Machane Yisrael, that food was not absorbed totally in the Evarim. And therefore, the mitzvah of covering one's tzaya was referring to the residue from the achila of things which the Tigrei Umas HaElam sold to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. The Gemara brings another shita, that even the stuff which the Umas HaElam sold to Klal Yisrael also was totally absorbed, that the man had the ability to make that food also totally absorbed without any residue. And the pasuk of the Yosei Tia Lecha Al Azeinecha is referring to after Klal Yisrael complained about the man, so therefore the man lost this miraculous character trait that it was Nivla totally and completely in the Evarim. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim is medayik from our Gemara that the karbonis also were totally absorbed in the guf of a person. He says that how come the Gemara says that you needed the yosed for the things they bore from the goyim? Why couldn't the Gemara say him pashtasach? They brought karbonis in the midbar, carbon shlomim. There's one man the other which holds that basar taiva was aser, the only meat which was mutter, at least if it was of an animal which you could bring as a carbon, was carbonus. Carbonus had to be eaten on certain occasions by the Kehanim or by Carbon Pesach, Klal Yisrael brought a Shlomim. So why doesn't the Gemara say that the Yosed was necessary for a carbon Shlomim? So on that, the Nefesh HaChaim is Medayik, that Vais Tais, that the carbonus also were totally Nivla in the Evarim, and the only thing which they needed this yosed for were for the dvarim shetigrei umas ha'olam meichren aisam. What's unclear from our Gemara is what was the teva of the meha be'er, the water which they drank from the be'er. Did that require a person to be matal mei raglayim, to use the bathroom, or was that also totally nivla into the person that there was no need to be matal mei raglayim if one drank mei be'er? The MS is, it's a little bit unclear. The Gemara goes Vaita, and the Gemara says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this nace was because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to be matriach the Olam Shalosh Parsois. It was usher to use the bathroom in the Machane Yisrael. If a person had to go to the bathroom, they would have to leave the Machane Yisrael, leave the Anani HaKavod. Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mischased with Klal Yisrael that they should not have to leave the anonym in order to go to the bathroom. If that's the reason, then l'chayr would follow that meiraglayim also was unnecessary, because one would have to leave the machane for meiraglayim also. So therefore, l'chayr, it would seem that the mei be'er was also totally nivla in the evarim. Rav Yashiv Zatzal is medayik. Fakert is medayik that the meiraglayim was not nivla in the evarim. Because when our Gemara asked the kasha from the yosed tielochal azeinecha, what do they need the yosed for? If you look in Parashat Kisetze, there are two mitzvahs in Parashat Kisetze. In Perichov Gimel Pasgud Gimel it says, the yod tielochal michutz lamachaneh, the yotzasa shal mechutz, there should be a specific place outside the machaneh for using the bathroom, which the Targum Ben Uziel says is referring to Meraglayim. The Yosei Tielucha al Azeinecha, the Chofar Taba, the Shavta Vechisiso at Seosecha is referring to Gedolim. Tainet Rabbi Yashiv. So why does the Gemara ask what do they do with the Yosei? What do they need the Yosei for? Is Masra from the Gemara that the Yad and Pasuk Yud Gimel they did need. Pasuk Yud Gimel was good by the Gemara. The only Shaila was how to learn Pasuk Yud Dalet. So L'chaira, it's matched by the Pasuk Yud Gimel was good in the Midbar. Because the Mei Be'er was not Nivla in the Evarim. However, in Pasuk Yud Dalet, when we got to the Yosed, so that was shred to the Gemara. If the Mon was Nivla Be'evarim, how come they needed a Yosed? And for the Gemara, for the Devarim, Shetigre Uma Sa'ilam Hayyumaychem Lehem. But it would be mashma that Meraglayim was in fact not Nivla in Nevarim, and therefore the Gemara understood why Klal Yisrael needed the Yad. And the end of this is, it's often a Taisus in Bechairis that the Meraglayim was not Nivla in the Evarim, the Mei Be'er was not Nivla in the Evarim, and there was a need for to be Matal Meraglayim. Because the Gemara over here is discussing that if a person waits when he has to be matal meraglayim, so it could come to a sakana. So Taisus asks that in the midbar, how are they able to go ahead and be mekayin this halacha of not being shaya when they had to be matal meraglayim? Since they had to go ahead and leave the machaneh in order to be matal meraglayim, so l'chayra, how is it shayich to mekayin this halacha of being matal meraglayim right away that a person should not come to sakana? So that also would be mashma that for meraglayim the mei be'er was not totally nivla in the evarim, but the mon al kolponim and the karbonis of nefshachayim was nivla in the evarim. The dvarim shetigre umas elam boichlan is machlokes and meraglayim. It would seem from the Rabbi Yashiv's diak avrentasis that the mei be'er was not nivla totally in the evarim. Now, although this gemara is a gemara of agadita, there is a tremendous halachic ramification which comes out from our gemara, and that is as follows. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Aruchayim Simen, Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Hei, Ad Emes HaYochol Avarech, if a person eats a Suda, until when can he make Birchas HaMazon? Until when can he say Birchas HaMazon? So the Shir is, Ad Sheyis Achel HaMazon Shebimeyev, until the food is digested and leaves his stomach. Now, the Achreinim Klerach Akira, what's pshat in this halacha that one can make birchas hamazon ad sheyisachel hamazon shebimeif? There's two basic stadim. The first tzad is, or maybe really before we say the first tzad, let's discuss what the shverikait is. The shverikait is that we all know that a bracha rishayna has to be made tekef umiyad. If a person makes a bracha, whether it's a bracha on a mitzvah or a bracha on an achila, and he's mafsik bedibur, so he lost the bracha. A bracha achreina, l'chaira, has the same halacha as a bracha rishayna. If a person gets an aliyah, he has to make the bracha achreina on the Torah right away. If he's mafsik, according to many achreinim, he lost the bracha. The mitzvahs, which the bracha is made afterwards, also, these brachas must be made without a hefsik dibur, because the same way we understand that the bracha rishayna has to be samach, the bracha achreina also has to be samach. So the shaila is, how could the mechaber paskin, really it's a gemara, that a bracha achreina could be made at sheyisachel hamazon shebimeyav, when l'chaira, you ate, you finished eating, now it's up to 72 minutes later, l'chaira, you were mafsik with 100 different zachen, you were mesiach das, shayin einmal. Therefore, how's it shaykh in the velt to go ahead and to make a bracha achreina? So there's two ways to understand. One way to understand is that the bracha achreina is not on the ma'isa achila. The bracha achreina is not on the ma'isa achila, that you actually ate the food, but rather the chiv bracha achreina is on the fact that you are receiving nourishment from the food. And therefore, kol's man, the body is digesting the food. There's a mamoshes of the food kayim in the person's stomach. And the body is digesting the food. The nutrients are being extracted from the food. So therefore, that matzav itself is mechayiv, the bracha achreina. The bracha achreina is not on the maisa achila, but rather the bracha achreina is on the fact that a person is being nourished by the Rabbeinu Shlomo's food, and that continues throughout the digestive process, ad sheyis achel hamozen shebemev. The second side is, then no, avada birchas hamozen is on the maisa achila. However, since the body is still processing the food, so it's kilu like there was no hesach hadas. Because since a roishim of the eating is still kayim within the guf, and the body is still processing the food, so that is sufficient that the time elapsed between the achila and the bracha should not be considered to be a hefsek. It would follow from the second mahalach that if one was to make the bracha right away, immediately after the achila, even if the food would miraculously be nisachel right away, the bracha achreina would still be appropriate. According to the first tzad, one cannot make a bracha achreina taken from miyad, if the food was already nisachel, because the bracha is on the fact that the food is being nisachel, and that's no longer going on. So therefore, the bracha is finished. However, according to the tzad, that the bracha is taken from miyat, and the nisachel is just the process which stops the shia, stops the hefsik, so in mela, one would be able to make the bracha achreina taken from miyat, even if the food was already nisachel. So now that we have two tzadim, whether the bracha is on the nisachel, on the digestive, the hanah, the nutrition, or the bracha is on the maisa achila, we could discuss several nafkaminas la'alocha and the sfeikas of the gedolei ha'poskim. Rabbi Akiva Eger is mistapik. What happens if a person eats, a katan eats, right before his bar mitzvah? And take a fu miyat after he finished eating, before the food was nisachel, now it becomes night, and now he is bar mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva Eger declares, does he have to go ahead and make a birchas hamazon again? The birchas hamazon he made when he ate was derabbanan dikah birchas hamazon. Now that he's a gadol, he's mechuyev in a deraisa dikah birchas hamazon. If you hold that Rabbi Akiva Eger declares whether the katan who's nisgadol and the food is still being misakel, does he have to go ahead and bench again to have a deoraisa dika birchas hamozin or not? Now, l'chaira, Rabbi Akiva Eger zicha in understood that it's possible to say that as long as the food is being digested, so that itself is the mechayiv of bracha achreina. Because when the katan ate, when he was still a katan, that achila bekatnusai cannot be mechayiv him in a birchas hamazon. The only tzad that he's chayiv in birchas hamazon is if you hold that the fact that the food is not in his akel yet, that alone is mechayiv in birchas hamazon. So Rabbi Akiva Eger zicha has a tzad to say that the birchas hamazon is on the nutrition that one is deriving from the food rather than the maisa achila from the food. One can clear what is Rabbi Akiva Eger's other tzad. Is Rabbi Akiva Eger's other tzad that maybe you need the maisa achila also? Or is Rabbi Akiva Eger's tzad that maybe the birchas hamazon is being made on the achila, not on the nutritional value from the food being digested? But al kolponim, we see clearly for Rabbi Akiva Eger, that Rabbi Akiva Eger nems on for a pashtus, that there is such a tzad that the birchas hamazon can be said on the fact that the food is not, that on the nutritional value that the food is providing you, and the shear of this akel is because that is gufa, the chiyuv birchas hamazon is because you're deriving nutrition from the food, and at the present moment you are still deriving nutrition. The Chazon Ish argues very strongly, and the Chazon Ish says that it's poshet, that the mitzvah birchas hamazon is on the maisa achila. the Chazon Ish says that if you were to learn that the Birchas HaMazon is on the nutrition, so how could the halacha be that if a person is Meshana Mekaymai, if a person eats in one location and he goes to another location, he has to return to the location in which he ate in order to bench? L'chaira, if the Birchas HaMazon is not on the Achila, it's on the digestion, so since he's digesting the food in the second location, it should be sufficient to go ahead and to make Birchas HaMazon in the second location where indeed food is being digested. The Chazon Ish goes on to bring a raya from our Gemara. We all know that it was Moshe Rabbeinu who was misakin Birchas HaZon. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was misakin the Birchas HaZon for Klal Yisrael to make Birchas HaMazon on the mon that they ate in the Midbar. Frek the Chazon Ish, a very fascinating question. Our Gemara says, Lechem Abirim, that mozain, that mon, was nivla in the guf. The understanding of the Chazon Ish is that there was no true digestive process as we know it. Because had there been a digestive process as we know it, so then there would have had to be a residue, there would have had to have been soya, there would have had to have been a need to go to the Beis Hakisei. The pshat was, Dr. Chazon Ish, that as soon as one ate the mon, it hit the stomach, it was nivla tekefu miyad into the stomach. So, Tfekrim Kiva Eger, how is it that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein Birchas HaZon if Klal Yisrael was eating mon? On mon, there is no equal. If Birchas HaMazon is on the digestive process, the nutrition being extracted from the food, l'chayr, that never happened. It hit, it was immediately processed, there was no zman klal uklal of the food providing nutrition that one can make a Birchas HaMazon during that time frame. It must be, Zot the Chazon Ish, that the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon is not on the stomach processing the nutrition from the food, but rather it's from the Ma'isa Achila itself. And as long as one bakes the Birchas HaMazon, take it from Yad, although there is no equal, one can make the Birchas HaMazon. Equal is only necessary to hold on to the previous Achila. However, if one makes the bracha right away, one does not need ikal. Ikal is not the sibas bracha, but rather ikal is what creates that there should not be a hefsik between the achila and the bracha. And therefore, if you do not have a hefsik between the achila and the bracha, one can go ahead and make a bracha, even if it is after the shear of ikal. There are several nafkaminis lahalacha, whether we hold that the equal is the siba of the Birchas HaMazon, or it's just to be mayat the hefsek. The first nafkamina would be a ger shen is gayer, and he is still full from a achila when he ate when he was a guy. The Chazon Ish says it's poshut that he does not make Birchas HaMazon because the ma'isa achila was not a ma'isa achila mochyeves; he was still a guy. Second nafkamina: what happens if a person is Mishayer, that it takes him, let's say, 5 minutes to say Birchas HaMazon? He only has 2 minutes left until the Mazon will be Nisakel. May he say Birchas HaMazon or not? Zok the Chazon Ish, if you learn that Birchas HaMazon is said on the equal process, then the entire Birchas HaMazon must be said during the equal process. Even part of the Birchas HaMazon cannot be said after the equal process, because the same way Birchas HaMazon totally cannot be said after the equal process, even immediately afterwards, because the Birchas HaMazon must be said when the Mechayev is still going on, so too, the entire Birchas HaMazon must be said during the equal process. But if you learn that Birchas HaMazon is said on the Achila, just that you have to start taking from the Yad to the Achila, and what the Ikal does is it takes away the Hefsik, as long as you start Birchas HaMazon while the Ikal is going on, so then you are good, because you did not have a Hefsik between the Ma'isa Achila and the Birchas HaMazon, and therefore the end of the Birchas HaMazon could follow the Birchas HaMazon. We only need the Ikal to take away the Hefsik. Once the Hefsik is gone, we do not care if the rest of the Birchas HaMazon is said after the sheer Ikal. The third nafkamina will be in what is the reason that we do not make a Bracha Achreina on Reach. Rashi says that when we smell the sum, we do not make a bracha achreina, because since the hanoah is not a hanoah chashuva, so therefore, Chazal were not masakin a bracha achreina. The Magen Avram says that the reason is because it's always taken from yad achar shel ikol. As soon as you smell it, then the hano is gone. There is no ikol, and therefore one cannot make a bracha achrena, because bracha achrena can only be said during the shir ikol. So again, if we learn that the bracha achrena is said on the nutrition and has to be said during the time of nutrition, so then we can use the time of the Magen Avraham. But if we learn that the bracha is on the ma'isa achila, and a bracha can always be made take from yad, like Klal Yisrael made a bracha in the midbar, so too would follow that after a reach, one would theoretically be able to make a bracha take from yad, and one would have to learn that the reason why there is no bracha achreina on reach is because the hanah is not a hanoa chashuva. In the Sefer Megillah Sefer, on Hilchas Brachas, he brings down a fascinating machloikis between the Mishnah Brura and the Magen and the Prima Gadim. The Magen Avraham, quoted in Mishnah Brura 7 Kuf Pei Dalet, says that if a person is in the middle of a Suda Gedela, he ate pas at the beginning of the Suda Gedela, and he kept on eating other things besides the pas throughout the Suda, one can still make Birchas HaMazon. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, Ma'asher Gilem B'Sudas G'dayleis, She'yesh Min Kama V'Kama Shois, U'Lepa'omim Yeshir Ikol B'Achilas Pas, She'ochol B'Tchila, that is a sheer ikol from the pas that was eaten originally, Afal Pikein, Yuchlu L'Varech L'Mesayif Birchas HaMazon, Kivin She'Mesayich Meshach HaZman, Eich L'Papa Rois HaKistin. Since they're eating other foods in the middle, so therefore, one can make Birchas HaMazon because one is continuously eating. The question is, what is pshat in this halacha? How does the continuous eating help? The Prima Gadim says that the pshat is that the metzias is that the lechem is not going to be nisakel until the person stops eating. As long as the person is eating, the lechem is not nisakel. The Mishnah Berurah says that no, that's, of course the lechem is nisakel. But since it's hakel suda achas, then it's keloi nisakel mazon rishon domi. It's a new svara that suda achas is enough to go ahead and to make birchas hamazon. Zlokta Megillah Sefer, that the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah are arguing in the machlokes that we said. The Prima Gadim understood that Birchas HaMazon is said on the equal. Since it's said on the equal, and it can only be said during the time when the food is being digested, one only says Birchas HaMazon at the moments when nutrition is being provided to him by the food that he ate, so then it would follow that the only way a Suda Kedela one can hold on to that Birchas HaMazon is if you say that the Lechem is not yet digested. The Mishnah Berurah, on the other hand, holds like the Chaznish, that the Birchas HaMazon are the Maisa Achila. The only problem is that if a person is Mesiach Das from the Achila, so that Hesach Das blives a Hefzik between the Achila and the Birchas HaMazon. So on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, very simple, that since one is sitting by the table and continuously eating, so therefore, the continuous eating is enough to say that the Shehiyah, the time in between, is not a Hefzik. Since it's not a Hefzik, one can make the Birchas HaMazon on the original pass, even after the Shir Ikol. The Gadim learned that the bracha is made on the nutrition. Therefore, he has to keep the nutrition alive. The Mishnah Berurah, all is necessary is to go ahead and to make that it is, there's no hefsek hadas or hesek. No hefsek or hesek hadas. That's accomplished by continuous eating. So we see that the Mishnah Berurah also goes al pi the derech of the Chaznish. The Megillah Sefer brings further that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Mincha Shlomo want to take the Svara one step further. There's a Veltz Kasha that by the Seder we drink a kais of Yayin, we eat karpas, and according to some, the karpas eaten more than a kazayas, and we now are shaya with the Haggadah, which is more than a share equal, and then later on we bench. How could the benching help after the share equal on the Yayin and on the karpas? Tayin Rishlai Mazalman, that the way we're learning is takaveri geshmak. Because again, the bracha achrayin is not being said on the nutrition. If the bracha achrayin would be said on the nutrition, it's a major shayla. The pshat's like this. The bracha achrayin is being said on the anayis achila. But there's a hefzik in hesach hadas, so then it's too late. Then it's like birchas ha-tayri, you can't make a bracha achrayin on the aliyah you got 2 hours later. It's impossible. The Mishnebura was already mechadished us that if you keep on eating non-stop, so then we could say that even though you didn't eat pass, but at least you weren't Mesiach Das from the Suda. Zotrim Shleiv is Alvin, that when Chazal were Mesada for you to eat in a certain way, and that way which Chazal were Mesada for you to eat was with a hefsik of a Haggadah in the middle. So therefore, this becomes the Suda Pesach night. And therefore, that's not considered to be a Hesach Hadas. And therefore, one can make a broch even after the Sheriko. Again, because we learn like the Chaznish, there's no halacha that one can only make the bracha while the nutrients are giving him nutrition, while his body is processing the food. Because there's no such halacha. Rather, because the bracha is not on the nutrition, the bracha is on the ma'isa achila. The only thing is that one didn't eat 30 seconds ago. There was a hefsek hadas and a hefsek. On that, because the food is being processed, so in Mela we could say that even though he's running around doing whatever he wants, but since the food is being processed, so he was not messiah, so automatically there's no hesach hadas from the food. So over here, so the Mishnah Berurah said, if you're continuously eating, even if the original food was processed, it's not hesach hadas. Zokrim Shleim Mizalman, that if your suda is being eaten, I'll be tikkun chazal, that you have to eat have a Haggadah in the middle, then again, you do not have a Hesach Hadas in the middle, and since you do not have a Hesach Hadas in the middle, so therefore, the Bracha Achrayna can help for the Bracha Achrayna, or the Birchas Hamazon, can help for the Yayin of Kiddush, and for the Karpa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.